IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Hello, welcome. You're listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Atta. With me in the studio are two guests. We want to talk about seven victories, especially during the ceasefire, as the post-outcome of the 50-day war between Zaya American Forces and Islamic Republic of Iran. Sayyid Mudarrisi and Sister Zainab James are over here. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
All right, then. Listeners. Okay, so that's it. So what's the news from Iran now? Because you know that so many of the Iranian channels, including an old channel, okay, were wiped out of YouTube and Instagram and X, you know, they deleted the official pages of our commanders over there, our embassies and IRGC, IRIB, okay? Even these freelancers, we had so many media workers, freelancers, whose pages, when the IPs is tracked down to Islamic Republic of Iran, they are being, you know, wiped out, shut down, shadow banned, I don't know, different titles for what they do, okay? Censored. So this is the freedom of speech. We are talking about the Western world. This was the freedom of thought and speech and the freedom they were bringing us. So why now, for example, Google, Microsoft, here, X, Elon Musk, hand in hand with the enemies of Islamic Republic of Iran?
Well, you know, this is actually happening exactly during this war. And something new is happening because, in a sense, there's always been some people, I don't know whether, I think maybe outside of Iran, also inside of Iran, there's always been this idea that, you know, maybe the Islamic Republic of Iran isn't so good on the, like in the media, they weren't strong, but actually somehow this war has sort of revolutionized that totally. Yes. So everyone in the West, apparently, because obviously I don't have access to the internet either, but you know, things are shared on, you know, on Abal and Ata, so I read all that. Mm-hmm. But everyone is loving, for example, the posts that obviously our officials put out on X, and they are amazing. Everyone's loving the, I think, what are they called? Explosive media, the Lego animations. Yes, yes, yes. They're excellent.
The explosive Legos.
So
also minions on the way.
And the memes that our official officials are putting out.
And the memes.
The minions.
Okay. I mean, they are leading the media in terms of wisdom and sort of humor and just sort of, the strategy. Even every single word is very strategic and well thought out and wise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they really put they put the U.S. and the Zionists to shame. They actually put world media to shame. There is nothing better than the media out of the Islamic Republic of Iran at the moment.
Okay. Nothing better than seeing these media turned out against them themselves.
Yes, very good.
That being turned against themselves, that's very shocking for me to see. I wouldn't have believed.
Let me just quote Bruno Wallace, one of these activists, you know, on social media, X, you know. So so many people, more than a million people, my witness, you know, his post over there, that he says, interestingly, wars are named after the country attacked. Vietnam War, Iraq War, Afghanistan War, Ukraine War, Iran War. This is because if they were named after the attacking country, it would be very confusing, as 80% of the conflicts would be called U.S. wars.
Very funny.
I mean, such posts, and some people might think, especially the singers and the artists, graffitis now, you know, on the social media that are a type of enlightenment over there. They think that when our movements, for example, Wall Street, for example, Black Lives Matter, didn't work out, now Iran is going to do all the sacrifice, making all the sacrifice for our rights too. Because this is what made Israel first. Shall we listen to a song? Now?
Yeah. And what was that Australian father that you just played? Is that a famous guy?
Yeah, he's famous. Yeah, he's very much. Do you know him?
I was trying to figure out whether it's one that I know, because I know there was someone who's visited Iran. First
yeah,
time
he
did.
Yeah, yeah, he has visited Iran before. Oh,
several times. Yeah, several okay. times.
Yeah.
So.
He really spoke, he spoke with like the tone and intonation and the feeling of Martin Luther King when he yes. was giving this speech mm-hmm. of, I have a dream.
I have a dream, yes. Yeah. And see, the dream is not achieved, you know, in the U.S. especially.
Mm.
So, let me see. Okay. Shall I go with playing a song, a Lego ones, which has hit, I think, more than 100 million views all across the world.
100 million?
Million views, yes. Shall I go with this one?
In X?
Yeah, in X and Legos and this AI thing. Let's go.
Hey, Orange Pig. America first? Oops. Oh boy, that was the slogan you stole. But Biffy's pulling strings and your vote is getting cold. We're not just fighting for Iran. Hear this clear. Your people reached out to us. Yeah, we got the DMs here. If one nation's gonna stand against the Epstein regime's fear, it's us till the last breath. We've been doing it for years. We're standing here for everyone. Your system ever wrong. They've known all along. The enemy was always you. The real threat war is Putin sung a patriotic song while selling their own citizens and calling it strong. Stealing from your own people, making them bleed, taking tax dollars just to fund your own greed. They waking up to the lies, the illusions are burst. You screamed America first, now you put losers first. Make Israel great again. The government is run by pedophiles. They ordered you to die for Israel. They ordered you to die for Israel. They lied to you all. You saw everything. If the public ever saw the files, man, the planet would shake from the left.
That's right.
And the people of the whole—I mean, yeah. specifically this resistance front—in this war, they have learned how to connect with the people of the whole world in their own language of video games, and Legos, right. and music,
and songs, and music, songs, yeah,
and everything. That's really mm-hmm. interesting to me.
I mean, when it says that, yes, even the people of America are not satisfied with what Donald Trump has done to them. So many of them, for example, are in an objective profile, are complaining in order to take out of the army because they don't want this their kids to be sent to into another war, okay? Mm-hmm. So there was a beautiful graphic works that said that the soldiers of America come to Hormuz Strait and the coffins were going out the other side, okay? So, I mean, so why making... that was the slogan, Donald Trump, make MAGA, make American Instead great again. Now it is make Israel great again. I'm making the losers Miga. First. Why making, I mean, the losers first? I mean, putting the losers first and the Israel over there. And this was a slogan that was sold by Donald Trump, the Epstein class, okay?
Mm.
So we do not have time to talk about the Epstein class and the files, okay? So there was something to say. The main reason for attacking Iran was that, so... being disclosed. Yeah,
I heard one of the analysts said back in a few months ago mm-hmm. that Epstein Island
mm-hmm.
was literally part of the territory of Israel. And that means a lot. Mm-hmm. It means that whatever they have done from the very beginning
mm-hmm.
was to the benefit of the Zionist regime.
Yes. Yes.
And now they started blackmailing the whole world, the whole officials, the whole authorities of the whole world by having this.
Mm-hmm.
This is really strange.
Yeah,
the connection. How far they're willing to go.
Up to understand that the first lady, you know, Scum said, I have no connection with Epstein, you know. I was not involved in that. Okay, everybody knows what's happening. Okay, behind the scene. Let's go. So, that's it. So, from one side, we got this, sorry to say, pedophiles, you know, an Epstein class, Epstein Island, who are doing everything. And now I think the files will be out soon. Don't worry. From the other side, we got these pure kids, you know, of Shajar Tayyiba School in Minab who are losing their lives, you know. Even two of the bodies are not still found, you know. So starting their day and the war by attacking and say it was a ritualistic attack. Some say Israel has always started the big attacks by ritualistic killing of the girls. This has happened and take place in Gaza and Palestine. Nobody took it serious. And now Islamic Republic of Iran. And be careful, all the countries around the Persian Gulf. They will come one by one after you too. They are after the big Israel plan, you know, and the map. So I think they would do that to every part of the world because of the power, these greedy people of the power. So, Sister Zainab, if we do not reach an agreement, what happens now?
Well, of course, I'm not, I'm a total layperson. So obviously Iran has already, because obviously in the Persian Gulf, the ceasefire was violated by the US.
Yes.
Seizing, first firing on an Iranian cargo ship, Tosca.
Tosca,
then seizing it. So Iran has already said that it will respond. Obviously, as far as I know, it hasn't responded in a particular way yet, but obviously this is
you
going to
happen. You responded by reclosing the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, that was the one response. Right. But I think they've also said there will be I can't remember.
An appropriate response.
There will be,
let's put it this way.
A different response probably too, I think. But I'm not, that's just me quoting something that I read. But, you know, obviously, so the ceasefire is already violated. So what happens in 2 days' time when this ceasefire that in theory no longer exists, sort of technically comes to an end? It's all in the open, but for sure, the Islamic Republic is ready. It's 100% prepared for any eventuality and has the capacity to respond to anything and everything. And the people are 100% and 200% prepared, in fact, for anything and everything, inshallah.
That's right. Okay. Inshallah. What's your take, Sayyid? What's your prediction, Spirit say?
I think, I'm not in the position
I'm not an analyst, I'm
but,
a layperson,
yes,
let's go.
but I think, just as in the first round of our third national battle, third national war, we taught the enemy how to fight. In its second phase, I think we will teach them that whatever they have learned in the first round was nothing compared to what must be learned in the second phase and stage of war. These are the combatants of the school of Martyr Khamenei, the combatants. They possess capabilities that will bring the teachings and schools of thought of their leaders to the battlefields. And that's what the enemy does not understand.
All right, then. Thank you, Sayyid Mudarrisi and Sister Zainab. We hope that, inshallah, the resistance movement will be victorious. And now the resistance movement is not, I think, limited even to Islamic Republic of Iran, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, I don't know, Lebanon. No, it's not. Now, we could see that so many non-Muslims in the Western part of the world are parts and the members of this resistance movement. And inshallah, this war is going to establish a kind of awakening and enlightenment in the people of the world to see who is the enemy of humanity. I'm regardless of the language, race, ethnicity, and geographically speaking, I mean, any part of the world. Thank you, Master Mudarrisi, Sister Zainab, for presence in the program. Viewpoints, it was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you. Fruitful discussion, Sayyid.
Thank you.
And Sister Zainab.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you, thank you. Dear listeners, thank you very much. So the people of Iran, I know that they do not forget to be present on the rallies and demonstrations supporting, but you people around the world, you can support Iranian people through whatever facilities you have, whatever tools you have. It could be through art, it could be a rap song, it could be graffiti, I don't know. Do whatever you can. I know you're already doing it on X, posting, okay? A post maybe, just got so many, one line of words, okay? So many viewers all across the world. You are making a big change. We are making a big change. We are helping you, inshallah, through our sacrifice. To another episode of Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Long live Islamic Republic of Iran. Long live Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba al-Khamenei.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please.
الحسيني أكسد الحبيب أمتي أمتي يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا